On the politics of the moment, we've ignored this morning. Always good. Jack Fitzpatrick joins us, political reporter with Bloomberg Government. Jack Fitzpatrick on the events. The president has returned. Jack, what do presidents do in the 24 hours when they get home?
Presumably not that much. There is almost nothing on the president's schedule today. He's going to get his daily briefing. He seemed to make a show of his stamina in the early portion of his trip, going on and working essentially throughout the night with the time difference. Presumably, they're carving out some time for him to rest after the time change and a bit of a marathon trip. But there is not much on the president's docket today after that.
I have a sensitive question. I'm sure it's come up, but I've missed it within the zeitgeist. Jack, did President Biden go to Vietnam for one and only one reason? To pay respects at the memorial for John McCain of Arizona?
I don't know if I could say it was the only reason. He has motivations broadly to turn the U.S.'s foreign policy focus towards Asia. There's some big picture stuff there. But politically, yeah, that is important to have that moment. We're getting close enough to 2024 so that you may even see it in the context of Biden sort of tying himself to an older version of the Republican Party along the lines of McCain and his friendship with McConnell, as you see different factions of the Republican Party turn elsewhere, including on foreign policy. So that would be an important moment politically for him, definitely.
Paul, the great Al Hunt gave me a window into this old guard that Al Hunt knew so well. Mm-hmm. And I, by no means was I even a distant acquaintance of the senator from Arizona. But what an honor to see these people through the prism of Al Hunt when he joined Bloomberg years ago.
Absolutely. Jack, I wonder, you know, here in our studio, we have screens from pretty much every cable network. And every once in a while, there'll be some reporting on some impeachment proceedings in the House regarding President Biden. Can you give us kind of the primer on what's going on and what is likely to happen here?
Well, the latest actually came from our colleague Billy House, who has just reported this morning that, according to a person familiar with the plans, that the Speaker of the House plans to tell colleagues that he's essentially going to endorse an impeachment inquiry going forward. This is not an official announcement that has gone out to lawmakers, and an impeachment inquiry is short of an actual impeachment vote in the House and an impeachment trial in the Senate. But essentially, the Speaker is not pumping the brakes at all on the discussions around impeachment with a focus on Hunter Biden. We've got a bit of a runway for that to continue going down, but they're continuing along the path, and there's expected to be some communication between the Speaker and at least members of his conference on how that's going to move forward.
Is this anything, how is the White House kind of responding to this?
They have not responded to that lately. They've shrugged off some of the questions about what to expect between the White House and House Republicans who are pushing this. They've downplayed any connection or alleged connection between the president and his son's business workings. They've let the legal issues with his son move forward without commenting much on it. It doesn't seem to benefit the White House to comment on the machinations at this point that the Republicans are taking, especially with an eye on impeachment.
Jack, thanks so much. Jack Fitzpatrick in Washington there with a Washington update as the president recovers from a trip to the G20 meetings.